You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning, Denver's Mix 100. The game is rattle off. The lines are full with people who want to play. And Jeremy, the first person to get through was Ryan. Hello, Ryan. Welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Ryan.
I'm doing quite well. You ready to play a little rattle off with us today, sir?
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
All right,
good. That's all we can ask, really. Just give it your best shot. What do you do for a living, Ryan?
I'm a nurse. I'm a home health nurse.
Ah, good human.
Thank you for that work.
Yep.
Let's play rattle off in 10 seconds. What we're looking for from you, Ryan, are five waterfowl. Water birds, waterfowl. Ready? And go.
Oh, man. Water birds, like, do you say like penguins and like that? I don't even know.
Hmm. You ever heard of a duck?
Duck? Geese? Swans?
Goose?
Yeah, no, I wasn't sure.
That's all right.
Don't you worry about it. Listen, don't worry.
It's kind of a weird one to be put on the spot, really.
I guess I will accept penguins, though, so you got one.
You got one, dude.
All right, I should just start listening.
You are fine. Listen, thank you for being on the show. You have a great day. All right, buddy?
Thanks. You guys, too.
Later, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Here's Nancy. Hello, Nancy Pants.
Hi. How are you?
We're good.
So good. What do you do, Nancy?
I am a stay-at-home mom.
How many?
One. A three-year-old.
Oh.
That's not too bad.
What's the three-year-old into these days?
Just kind of eating all the time.
And knife collecting.
Pretty much. Gotta lock up all the cabinets.
Yeah.
That's funny. Can you imagine if we had a three-year-old and the parents says, yeah, they're doing a stamp collection right now?
Fireworks. They really like fireworks and flame.
You know, tomorrow morning we're going to be doing a segment, Nancy, on the biggest mess your kid has ever made. So you either have one of those already or you're getting right into prime time for it.
I would love to hear other mama about this.
Okay. That'll be tomorrow morning. Let's play a rattle off. Are you ready?
Hope so.
Yeah, you can do this. All right, 10 seconds. You know, there was a very entertaining, if you want to put it that way, presidential debate last night. Did you watch any of that?
I saw a clip this morning.
Mm-hmm. That's all you needed.
Yeah, probably pretty much told you everything.
So I hear.
So what we're looking for in 10 seconds are for you to name five U.S. presidents from the 20th century. In other words, five U.S. presidents from the 1900s. Ready, and go.
Trump, Obama, Bush, JFK, Clinton.
Oh, boy. Sadly, Trump and Obama are from the 21st century.
Yep.
They did. Yeah, they were not in presidents in the 1900s, but that was a good try. And
not bad.
I'm glad you called us.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. Hi, Danielle. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
What are you up to today?
I am driving my kids to school.
All right.
So you might be able to participate in the biggest mess discussion tomorrow morning as well.
I have four kids. I'm sure I could.
Oh, my gosh. Your house is a disaster.
It is a disaster, and I say that every day.
Yeah, it's probably nonstop cleaning, huh? Because I have two, and it's hard enough to keep the house clean.
I have a question for you. We had the cleaning people come to the house yesterday. Danielle, do you have that service?
I just started that service last week.
And how do you feel about having somebody come in and clean your house? Is it like the greatest thing of all time?
It is the greatest thing of all time.
Oh, no. Don't say that. Nicole's been bugging me for months.
Oh, guys, I'm telling you.
Months she wants some
and
help.
And I've been trying to tell you to go ahead and do it. It's so wonderful.
It took me 11 years to start doing it, and I'm so happy I did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
How funny that you just started last week. That's good. Yeah. They were here yesterday. They were about 2.5 hours. And when they leave, you're just like, oh, the house.
So clean.
Oh.
How often do they come, Danielle? Is it like a once a week thing, once a month?
They come every other week, and the day after they leave, it's a disaster again.
But still.
Still, for that one day, for that one half day.
I used to be every other week. I used to be every other week when Susan and Nung came to my house. Now I've moved, and we're once a month.
Yeah.
And some people say, well, what's the point? Well, I'm going to tell you that once a month to come in, and they're doing the bathrooms and the kitchen and stuff like that.
It's worth it, huh?
Oh, it's so...
Nick Nack says, yeah, just even if they come and do the bathrooms. She's like, just do all the bathrooms and do the floors and then
And you
be
can
gone.
Do a la carte like that. You just tell them what you want.
All right.
Give in, Jeremy.
I don't know. I just feel weird doing it. I feel weird. I feel lazy or
your
something.
Your wife works so hard.
She works her butt off.
And has to look after those kids. You need to pony up with a cleaning service for her.
We'll see. We'll see.
Danielle agrees with me.
I do.
Maybe I'll get the who you use, Danielle, off the air. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So if you lose, hold on, okay? Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Ready to play Rattle Off?
I am ready.
Okay. Let's see. What do I want to give you? 10 seconds. We're looking for five things one would do for wellness. Five things. Because, you know, wellness is all the rage, right?
Oh, yeah.
So five things you might do for wellness, Danielle. Ready and go.
Exercise, sleep, drink water, meditate, yoga, eat well, laugh, have fun.
And get a house cleaner.
I like you can tell you're a mother of four. You had drink in there.
A lot of drinking. It's my wellness plan.
Drink water?
I know, but I'm just twisting it a little bit. And you're a
clickbait.
Winner!
With a little something extra.
With
there.
A little something.
With
there.
A little clickbait.
Oh, you're the champion today. We've got the gift card for you to the BEP, the good old Black Eyed Pea, so you can get some food and bring it home for your hungry crew, all right?
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for listening. Please hold on, and Josh will come back and tell you all about your prize. And then Jeremy can get you.
Yeah, I'll get some information from her. Yeah.
Try it at least once or twice, and I'll bet
we might.
You're going to be like hooked. Everyone else. You're going to say, why didn't we do this a long time ago?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
All right.